This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
It will be Paragould's basketball to start this second quarter as Nathan Lear will trigger the inbound pass from the far sideline. Mountain Home leading the Rams 17-12. Lear inbounds it to Wilmus. Back to Lear in the front court. We are back underway. Lear has it on the left wing. Gives up top to Doak. Now Trees has it near the top. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he's going towards the lane. Pulls up at the jump at the left elbow for the jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Jonah Treese now with 7 points. 17-14 as we Mountain Home leading in as we are about 25 seconds into the second quarter. Gilbert dribbles to the right wing. Throws up top to Cruz. Over to Benton. Benton will do a skip pass to Bashirs, who puts up the three near the right corner. Good! Hunter Bashirs with 6 points, 20-14 that is. Mountain Home leading it, 7:15 left in the first half. Lear with it up top, throws over on the left side to Preston Glenn, who checked in between quarters. Now Lear has it near the left corner. He puts up the three, good. Nathan Lear with 5 points, back to a three-point margin. Mountain Home leading 20-17, just a lower minute into the second quarter. Gilbert drills to the right side, gives it there to Benton. Benton will dribble up to the top. Finds Bashirs. He's going to try it another three. No, they're going to call an illegal screen on Luke Cruz. That is Cruz's first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home and their third turnover of the night. Matt Jones and Colton Peters, I believe, checking in for Mountain Home, replacing Baylor Cresilius and Wyatt Gilbert. 6:46 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leads 20-17. Lear across the timeline, dribbles to the top, gives it to Trees. Trees dribbles to the right side, now is going to the elbow, throws it up top to Glenn. Over on the left side to Wilmus, now up top to Trees. Over to Glenn on the right side. Now Trees has it. He finds Lear, tries to give it to Lear, cutting in the lane. He loses the handle of the ball, but Doak was there to get it and go up for the layup. Can't get it to go. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Now Peters has it. Now throws it up top to Jones. Jones will give it to Bashirs on the right side. Over to Cruz at the top. Finds Jones cutting into the lane for the layup. Shot's blocked from behind by Doak. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragould. Mountain Home will inbound it with 6:03 left of the half as they lead by three. Benton will inbound it on the baseline. Tried to throw it into Jones. It hit the side of the backboard. Colton Peters was there to get it, but his shot was blocked. And Paragould comes up with the ball. Doak going back the other way for the layup. The basket will be waved off as he's called for the offensive foul. Cole Doak picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Rams, and their third turnover of the night. 5:55 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 20-17. Boy, Ben Lindsay giving the official an earful on that call. He did not like it at all. But back the other way, Jones going, giving to Cruz down the low block. He gets the layup off the glass and in. Luke Cruz with his first 2 points of the night. 22-17, Mountain Home leading it. A little over 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Here's Treese with the ball in the left corner. He's going into the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled. Jonah Treese will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 5.5 minutes left. Luke Cruz picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the first half. So Jonah Treese at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. He cannot get the free throw to go. The rebound's chased down by Colton Peters, and back comes Mountain Home. 22-19, Bombers leading it. Here is Jones with it. Over to Peters on the right side. Peters drills into the lane, going in for the layup, and now he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Colton Peters picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home, and their fourth turnover of the night. Wyatt Gilbert and Baylor Christian replacing Talon Benton and Luke Cruz. 5:15 left to play in the first half. It's a three-point Mountain Home lead. 22-19 is our score. Lear will walk the ball into the front court for Paragould. He gives it to Wilmus. Wilmus throws over on the left side to Glenn. Now Doak has it near the top, over to Lear on the right side. Now to Wilmus. He's going to put up the three-pointer near the left wing, and it's good. Hunter Wilmus now with 8 points. That is our third tie of the night. 22 all, our score, with 4:45 left of the half. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles to the right side. Gives it up top to Peters. Over to Cresilius on the right. Down to Jones on the low block. Back to Cresilius. Now he's going to drill to the elbow. Kicks out to Peters on the wing. Now Cresilius has it. Well, loses the handle of the ball. And it's just an unforced turnover. It just mishandles it as the ball goes out of bounds on the near on the far sideline. Fifth turnover against the Bombers with 4:20 left of the half. Cresilius going to check back out, being replaced by Talon Benton. You can tell Cresilius is upset with himself on that, but he'll just have to forget about that and move on when he gets back out on the court. Lear into the front court for the Rams. Finds Treese at the right elbow. Now Lear has it. Throws it up top to Treese. Over to Doak near the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go. And the rebound controlled by Jones. And back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert quickly back the other way. Going into the lane. Going up for the layup shot. Was blocked from behind by Treese. And I guess the ball touched someone who was standing on the baseline. So Mountain Home will keep possession. They got a break there with 3:52 left to play in the first half. We're knotted up at 22. Bashir takes an inbound pass in the left corner. Throws out to Gilbert on the wing. Now Benton has it there on the left wing. Throws it up top to Peters. Peters going in toward the lane. Now kicks out to Benton on the wing. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Lear. Back comes Paragould with a little over 3.5 minutes left of the first half. Lear throws it to Treese on the left side. Now up top to Wilmus. Over on the right to Glenn. Now to Treese on the right. Up top. Over to Wilmus on the left. Up top to Lear. Lear's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton, who's quickly back the other way for the Bombers. Benton dribbles to the left wing. Gives it there to Gilbert. Down the corner to Benton. He's going into the lane for the layup. And it's good. Talon Benton with 7 points, and Mountain Home goes back on top, 24-22, with 3 minutes left of the first half. Here's Wilmus with it on the left side, dribbles to the top, now gives it over on the right side to Glenn. Over to Wilmus on the left, he's going to try for the three-pointer, no good. Rebound controlled by Gilbert, back on the Bombers. Gilbert quickly back the other way, throws it to Benton. Now there's a slow-up to set the offense. Over to Peters on the left corner. He's going into the lane, and he was just a little too close to the sideline. Sixth turnover against Mountain Home. Bennett Pinson checking in for the first time tonight for Mountain Home, replacing Hunter Bashirs with 2:39 left of the half. And Cole Doak checking out of the game for Paragould as he's replaced by Carter Starling. 24-22, Bombers leading it. Lear throws it over to Treese on the left wing. Now gives it up top to Glenn. Over on the right side, it goes to Starling. Now up top to Wilmus. Wilmus will give it to Glenn. Glenn going into the lane, kicks it to Starling on the low block, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked by Jones. Wyatt Gilbert comes up with the basketball. Back come the Bombers. Gilbert quickly back the other way, throwing it to Peters, who's going to try to give it to Jones. He mishandles the pass, goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Seventh turnover against Mountain Home with 2:04 left to play in the first half. 24-22, Mountain Home leading it. Baylor Cresilius will check back in for the Bombers, replacing Colton Peters. Lear inbounds it on the far sideline to Starling. Gives it back to Lear, who will bring it into the front court. Lear will throw it up top to Treese, who pulls up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebounds tipped around, and ball still loose. And, well, they're going to say, I thought that should have been back court, but I guess not. Here is Treese with it. Over to Glenn on the left wing. Over a minute and a half left of this first half. 2-point Mountain Home lead. Wilmus takes the screen. Drills to the left side. Now goes over to the right side. Gives it to Starling near the corner. Over to Glenn on the wing. Now up top to Treese. over on the right side. It goes to Wilmus. Wilmus drilling into the corner, now going towards the lane, kicks it, tried to kick it to Starling. He mishandles the pass. Mountain comes up with the steal. Fourth turnover against Paragold. Benton going back the other way for the layup. No good. Pinson right there for the tip. It will not go. It just hung on the rim. It fell out. And Paragould gets the rebound. 1 minute left to play in the first half. A two-point Mountain Home lead. Now Lear has it. And Paragould may be content to hold for the last shot of the half. Lear's just holding the ball. He hasn't dribbled yet. He's actually very, very near me here on the sideline. 35 seconds left. Lear still hasn't dribbled. 30 seconds left. Down to 25. Lear still has yet to dribble. 20 seconds. 15. Now Lear will start dribbling toward the top. 10 seconds left. Lear trying to figure out where to go. That gives it to Glenn on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left wing. Will not go. Offense rebound for Wilmus. He puts up the jumper off the glass in hand to tie this game up. Wilmus now in double figures with points. And we will break at halftime our score. Mountain Home and Paragould knotted up at 24. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery. Covering.